on that.
Yep.
Okay.
It's going.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are lacking Elena tonight, but she did give me her permission to vote on one of the things that we're voting on. So our forum is Steve Jones and Carol Tripp. And we do not have a copy of the minutes from last month that she sent us, and we have gone over them. So, do you approve this?
Approve.
You vote to approve them, the meeting, or the minutes from last meeting.
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Clerk's report. We don't have anything for her. Treasurer's report. Okay. We started, our beginning balance was $328,331.24, earned $1,142.27 in interest. We had 16,600 or 962.12 clear the bank. And deposited $24,914.80. And our ending balance was
$337,426.19.
That's a good jump change. Yeah. I don't think I had anything else really going on. We did get two new people hired. We've got them in part-time hirees that seem to be doing pretty good. They'll give us, so hopefully we'll be able to keep that going. And they've gotten one paycheck so far. I think it'll be good. Okay. Did you go over the voucher?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you voting on it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I'm all in favor.
All in favor to approve the vouchers. Aye.
Okay, me and Elena went to the FEMA meeting, and they told us that that was a disaster January the 7th when the cold freezing thawing of the, and no sunlight, and the roads were destroyed. So it became a disaster, and they're even giving us more money. But later on, I'll talk about this. They were real strict about keeping track of everything that we spend on repairs, labor, vehicle use, and everything. And we have to show, because they will audit us on every penny that we take of the FEMA money. So. But it was good news the chip seal got included in it, so even got more money to repair some of the chip seal from that.
So we're looking at about $80,000 to $100,000,
yes,
possibly.
Yes. But nice. We'll have to show that we have to. If they give us $100,000 and we spend $80,000, we'll have to give them $20,000 back. Anything that we can't show them, we have to pay back to him. He wants it.
Is there any difference in the chip seal that we put down at different places? I've noticed that some stretches don't have any problems at all, other stretches are falling apart. Is there a...
The way it was prepared on some of it, but even the the stuff that's been here for, since the beginning, has spots in it that the freeze thaw got underneath and lifted it. It lost its bond to the road.
Oh, I understand.
And there are other roads that...
I'm just questioning whether, do we have the same chip seal job in all these places?
Basically, what was it, Alpac did at first and...
The preparation for the chip seal was different. What road are you speaking about? Which road?
Well, I think, for example, 170, Rosewood.
Right.
And, yeah, it gets a few potholes from town out to the track. That's about it.
Yep, we...
And it's up from there on, which is actually newer chip seal, that's falling apart.
Rosewood got double chip sealed over twice, I think, now. They've redone it. And that last one hasn't been redone, and it's on the schedule to be done this year. Once we patch all these bad spots, it's getting re-chip sealed.
Okay. Do we have an overseer's report today?
Nope. Except the fact that that's what I've got everybody working on is the chip seal roads, because summer is coming upon us, and they have to have all these roads patched up, you know, that they can't just chip seal over potholes. And there's four guys working on chip seal roads. Randy has to, and Jeff have to, after it rains, be on the grader, grade the roads and everything, so that takes them away from that. But the extra employees is helping with that. As soon as they get that done, you know, it's back to normal again.
What roads are slated now?
They're working on 11 miles of chip seal roads. It's Rosewood, past Rosewood, 140th, Prairie Creek. But we're not going to completely do Prairie Creek because it's going to become a detour. And
they have to fix that bridge.
Yeah, the bridge is out. That's actually the road I live on. It's where the low water crossing's out. And they said not to completely finish that until the bridge is done, because a lot of heavy equipment's going to be coming in and out of there. But, like, if we patch it, they might just... I was kind of surprised how it got done. But it was on a road count, and... the road count got high on that because of the roundabout. People didn't follow the detour, and they just kept going south on Prairie Creek to get back to Rose Hill and stuff. You know, I live on that road, and I wasn't pushing real hard to get it chip sealed myself.
Anything happening out at Indianola yet? Or 170 out to Indianola?
No.
Beyond
nope, but Mr. Wajax, I've been in communication with him. We're supposed to be working on that from Metal Arc back to the east, with just trying to rebuild the road up with the asphalt millings, which I've been on to Randy about it. You know, he's told some of the other guys that they're planning on taking all the trucks and getting Bannon, we can go out to the county and load our own trucks. Oh. They don't have to be out there to load it. And I expected Mr.
We're going to try a few areas with the melon and try to get
I'm not trying to, dictate what you do or what you
right.
do. I'm just trying to kind of get informed.
Are you out that way?
And my wife's been listening to these, minutes, but honestly, you can't tell what's going on by listening to a recording.
Right.
Have you put any maps out or anything like that on the site?
We don't have any future plans at this time for specific roads to chip seal. This year, we are resurfacing the ones we have, because if we don't,
Every 4 years,
every four.
And some of them it's 3 years, they're needing to re-chip seal.
So this year it's...
Just repairing all the roads we already have. So...
Okay.
That's part of the overseer's report is I've been in contact with Randy on that 170th past, you know, metal arc. Because that's, we got, you know, we have people on there talking about it all the time. I get several phone calls about it.
Okay, what's your question?
Personally, I would rather see the drainage taken care of than the chip seal.
Friend, when they do any chip seal, they redo all the culverts and cut new ditches and...
Sometimes we could use it. And whether we're getting chip seal or not, we still need a little...
And where are you talking about specifically? Between packet pickets
or... The intersection of 170 and Indianola is underwater most of the time. You got a little concrete culvert.
Right. Right. That's by Hank Jones's,
yeah,
right there, that intersection.
The corner there, it's really mean from low.
Right.
I sent Randy a text one day. I had to go around that way because the tracks were closed.
School bus has been cutting off into it.
The culverts are the roads. I mean, well, if you took a big trailer
right
around that.
You can't get a trailer around there. You have
right
to build the outside,
yeah,
of the road to make a trailer.
What can we do? Is that our deal?
Yes. Then we tore a bunch of those concrete ones out. It's a tight place right there. You got water that's wanting to come in and turn to go south. And right, that's what we need to almost redesign that whole corner and get
more
waterway in there.
Yeah, one resident for the structural.
Would that be? Would we have to have Butler County do that?
No, it's stuff that, and just the mile south at 180th was just about as bad.
Yeah,
no,
my horse, same way.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of fixed that though.
Yeah, it helped.
We put
well,
it 30 foot.
Work there on Indianola, it's improved. You don't really have as much washout.
Right.
On Indianola past that intersection.
Right.
It's the type of drainage problems that I would think that you could fix before chip seal.
Right. And I don't know if the fiber optics has come down through there yet.
Yeah.
And I've told those people that you're going to have to remove your fiber optics on Indianola North, up by the railroad tracks, north of 160th. They put it right against the road, and there's no ditch there. So when we go to putting a ditch in, they said, well, it's 19 inches deep, and like, we're going to be 2 foot or 30 inches deep. And the guy agreed he would.
Our particular mile, they went to the poles.
Right.
Behind the property.
The poles... Right, but the reason up there they didn't go to the poles is all the power lines are on the transmission line that goes north and south. It's a 69 kV power line, and Westar will not let them put the fiber optics on their poles. So that's they had to dig it all in, the whole thing. So
how does it dig in on the
over on the power lines?
Quarter mile away on the back.
Right.
The
okay, that's good news.
We're on rural.
Just
beyond
Indianola.
Okay.
Okay. Board discussion. Discuss getting all the receipts ready for
you. Yes. And this is what I was talking about earlier at that meeting.
Right.
You know, whatever we ask for.
So we need to get the road material.
And the prices have changed with they're giving us $161 an hour for our grader now. For every hour we use that's involved with the grading the roads for the rock.
And does that...
That's gone up
$161 include the person on it?
His hourly rates, and you have to separate everything out.
Okay.
The money, employees, time,
I mean, all of this should be in there. We just
right,
have to
right.
separate it.
Okay. But if
truck driver to deliver material.
It's real simple. Everything that we've done from January 15th until March is basically all the road rock material. And they said we could substitute the rock for better rock than we're getting from Southwest Butler County. This might be our opportunity to get the Severy rock or Moline rock. You know.
Okay, I will try to.
Because that was brought up in the meeting about the quality of our rock's not that good that we're getting in that freezing thawing thing just turned into mud. Okay, that's it on that.
Okay, board business. Vote on the resolution establishing procedures for disposal of personal property.
And I've read it out, and I'm okay with it. So I'll find that.
Elena made this up. And that way, because before you had to post it in newspapers, basically what we're doing is, it takes all three of us to dispose of it, the board. And the public notification has to be announced 7 days prior to the sale. You can, by placing it on the township's website, which will include a description of the property to be sold, date and availability at least 7 days from the date of the first posting and the method of sale. We can list it on the township on our website or like Facebook, Marketplace, Craigslist. We can do that rather than just always having to put it in the Roseville Reporter, which half the people miss anyway. I think more of them get it.
As residents, like if we're selling like the road reclaimer, that this thing that went on the grader, that you know.
And there's a trailer we bought from what is that blue thing?
It's like Purple Wave, but
Purple
it's,
Wave. Yeah, and we might resell that one on Purple Lake. But this just makes it easier for us to be able to sell the equipment.
Like as residents, and you're hearing this, is that okay with you guys? With that, the way
just be easier to sell
when we're getting ready to get rid of some stuff that we don't use anymore. That this, it's going to be on our website.
It's in accordance with the statutes.
Yeah,
you
right.
guys have drafted the resolution, yeah. So yeah, it's you're good to go.
Yep.
So
I'm all in favor for that one.
Okay.
We vote on it?
Vote on the resolution establishing procedure for disposal of personal property that Elena has written up and
yep.
made.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
You have to second
it. Second it.
Okay. We need Elena here. Okay. Vote on an increase of pay for Randy Elliott based on COLA, which is 3.2%. I vote that we give Randy a raise, the COLA raise, which is 3.2%.
I'll second it.
Okay. Elena gave me her vote, proxy vote, which is for.
Okay, so it's a 3-0. That's cost of living for Randy.
Correct.
Okay, now the next one.
Vote on an increase of pay for Jeff Johnson up to $22.50 an hour. I vote yes.
I second it. I have a question about this, though. I wanted that all along, to start the year off that way, and
it wasn't voted on.
I know, but the cost of living doesn't apply to him either. Okay.
Yes, but no.
Okay.
It's good.
We voted on this one?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
I second it.
So this one's discussion.
We kind of already did.
Yeah.
So I've given, I think everybody's got a copy of that, this card is here. Too, I can pass out anybody, all your cue here for you guys. Anybody else be in there?
Yep. Resident there.
Yeah, I got it.
No.
You want to put that card? That's my card. I'm just kind of getting a feel for, you know, what you guys would, what you guys think about the subdivision. You know, I've got a copy of the previous one, which was quite a bit more extensive. I don't know if you guys probably saw this at some point. You know, there were 9 lots on this. That is my biggest question as Mulberry, and if you guys think that that would hold 2 more houses accessing that road. And if not, is there something that we could do or the developer could do to improve that situation?
I got one question about that.
Yep.
The 2 lots you're talking about, mm-hmm. What keeps those 2 lots from
dividing
those into 5 lots apiece? So,
well,
nothing
per se. Water, access to water would be one thing.
But
because that's a 2-inch line coming up Mulberry, it's going to cost about $25,000 to bring that line to 900. I think it's 900 foot up to that where that cul-de-sac is. And he didn't think that. The rural water, Terry, says that Terry Brown. Jerry Brown.
People are.
He was saying that he didn't think that it would hold because we at first had 3 lots there, but he didn't think that that 2-inch line coming up would sustain 3 new houses. And the county is looking at that for building permits. They want water access because so many wells are going dry, so many wells are having problems with contamination. So the county is requiring any new subdivisions, development to provide water, rural water to that,
right.
Those lots. So that would be the first thing that would restrict people from being able to. Now, once a new line goes in there, you know, who knows how long that's going to be. Sounds like the rural water is kind of trying to play catch-up all the time.
So you're saying the infrastructure, the water line that's there will not support the additional houses? They would have to be replaced and upgraded to a larger line?
The one that's there can be extended, and it would provide enough, because he's also counting these 3 properties that don't have rural water, because he said over the years he's been contacted about at least 1 of those, and the people said, well, that's too expensive. So he's figuring they will probably tie on to that. So he only thought we could support on our side 2 more houses.
So it wouldn't support anybody on Mulberry?
Yes.
1.
It would.
1.
He's figuring the 3 on Mulberry and then 2. Oh, that would leave
5.
Us with
okay.
2 on our side. Yeah. He didn't think he'd be able to get 3 new houses on our portion. Because at first I had it with 6 lots total, 3 off of Mulberry, and then that. And then we got to looking at that road on Mulberry, you know, even in the area where you can see, that doesn't look like a whole lot of road. The other thing is, the guy, whoever's at the north end of Mulberry, that cul-de-sac that's there is actually a lot of it on his property. There's not really a cul-de-sac per se, it kind of bumps out, has a square head on it. And that's another thing we were looking at, what can we do to improve this area, you know, and that cul-de-sac was one, get it off that guy's property, you know, build a new cul-de-sac there. That's then, you know, would you guys want to see improvement on Mulberry up that road if that was something that moved forward. And the maintenance on it. You know, we build a new cul-de-sac out there, the township's going to have to maintain that cul-de-sac. Not like building a road, but...
Okay. Well, I have to take this to, you know, the rest of the people on Mulberry and see what they have to say.
Yeah, you got my card, so...
I don't think Mulberry widening it, making it bigger is an option, because nobody wants to see that hedgerow gone. The guy that owns that hedgerow doesn't want to see it gone. Plus, and the people on the west side, they don't want to give up any of their property to make it wider.
Yeah.
And it's got some issues anyway. So.
Right.
But, okay.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll pass that along.
All right. And you guys have my, if there's anything that comes up, something pops up that, you know, you think I
do you see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That they
let me know.
Yeah.
And then have everybody...
So he has to take this to the county to get what their thoughts on it.
I think it's been rezoned as rural residential already. We would have to step
zoning up
to rural estates, which is larger lots.
See, this
we're,
is a cul-de-sac.
I believe
we're
above what rural residential allows.
So
that would be probably our first step would be rezone. That'd be a
everybody's driveway.
And then once that happens, and that's where,
we'll
find out
that up and turning this into about
if we get to that point, I don't
just
even know if we'll get to that point.
It
depends on what I hear back from you guys.
Four each, there'd be eight more houses.
If the developer's going to want to bother with it or move on to something else.
Okay.
All
right.
Just out of curiosity, I've seen these water reports that you're talking about in the county. Placed on the county website where you can see this.
Tell her good job.
I know about it from talking to planning and zoning. It's a major issue for planning and zoning.
That's
my understanding from what I've heard. Thank you, guys.
Are we done?
Any more discussion?
Yeah, I've got a question or a request, or however you would put it.
Okay.
I could use some help on the front of my property. I'm at 17318 South Indianola. You've been down there with the big wide driveway with the archway made out of windmills out.
Yes, I know where that's at.
Okay.
That's on Indianola.
Yeah.
And what is your name?
Charles Edwin.
Oh.
H-E-V-E-R-I-N.
Okay.
What the problem is, I've got an old quarry on the front of that property. It's been there forever. We've been there 30 years. I've been trying to control the drainage out of that quarry. I can't do it much anymore.
It's where they removed rock or something from...
Yeah, they actually built the Douglas Community Center out of the rock from that quarry.
Really?
And what it is, there's about three or four big boulders there around the edge of it. That if they could be cleared out, water would come out of that quarry from downhill side. Right now it's coming out at the top of the hill and it's making a pothole right there because it's just shooting straight out on the road.
So if we came in there and removed some of the big rocks to help the water flow?
Help the water flow onto the road from somewhere else. It would run downhill. Now,
that's probably not a problem.
My neighbor is not real good about keeping his culvert clear.
And we can't put a tube. Can't put a tube across.
How big are those rocks, though? That's the. When they moved those rocks at the railroad.
Big as a car?
I don't know if.
Big as a car?
No.
Volkswagen?
Probably wouldn't quite fit in the back end of a pickup.
Yeah, we can move those.
We can?
Yeah. With the excavator. And, like, remove them and put them back into your yard as yard art?
Well, I'd have to push them back so the water gets around them.
Right.
Like I said, the quarry, I can't even get in there with the poison ivy and the growth.
Right.
We need to look at that.
But,
yeah. I know where he's talking about, though.
It's kind of hard to describe what I've been doing over the years, but it just, you know, they gray dirt.
Yeah.
Well, it
shale.
It sometimes just decides to float, and when it floats, it settles in a low spot to
turn right.
The concrete.
Yep.
I've got a big, large swale there, but it filled up at the road. I had a large bank of gravel trying to run it there. When you got to grade the road, sometimes come over and you put a little rock where the mailman goes. That's great. But you've got a big piece of equipment you can't turn out of my driveway.
Right. Well, we can have Randy look at it and see what we can do on it.
I'm there all the time.
Okay, do you have a phone number?
776-9433.
776-9433.
And 648-6331. I mean, I know you guys have got a lot of drainage issues everywhere, but it's more important than this. But just maybe if someone can move a couple of rocks out of the way,
yep.
And we take drain
take
down
a look
the road
at it
instead
and
of sitting on the hill.
And maybe they can help clear that culvert at
yep.
His neighbor's.
Yep.
Well, there it is.
Okay.
I threw some cardboard out and just lit it on fire and went back in a couple of months ago. I had a fire problem out there trying to save my house in January. Well, the neighbor doesn't necessarily get along with me. I don't deal with it too much.
Anything else?
I guess not. I got a couple questions. Which roads are you going to re-chip seal or maintain that you're making this on?
That 171st is one of them. You know, where Rosewood jogs around the railroad tracks. And
oh, right.
That's one of them. 140th, I think, was one of them.
From Butler Road over to Prairie Creek?
I think.
Re-chip
sealing, yes. He had.
We got 160th.
Yes. From Metal Arc to the.
Were we going to do Prairie Creek at all?
Not.
Over by.
North of 150th?
Yeah. No. Well.
North of 150th, between 150th and
140th. Summerhausers.
You know what? I don't have that.
It's got several places.
Yeah. That's.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, by your uncle's place.
We have, really. I will, oh, I do have my brother.
Did he give us a list of the ones that he's holy?
Well, I'm telling you, I was just looking at that, and it was on last month's paperwork, and I thought I brought it. Oh. I know we are going to earmark $150,000 for those roads. But it wasn't written down.
Right. And we told Butler County we're going to do 5 miles, right?
I think that was.
Yeah, because it's 30-some thousand per mile. That comes up five times. think that's it.
Not creating any new roads, we're just maintaining what
we've
got.
Right. That's the trouble with chip seal.
Yeah.
You get to the point that you're just maintaining the chip seal.
What's the cost to maintain?
That's a single coat.
Yeah, a double coat for a mile last year ran around
$38,000.
It's half of that because we just go over it once. But it's still the same. They have to do the same thing.
And what's the plan for Mulberry? I know Randy went and cleaned the east side of Mulberry out, cleaned the ditch out, but AT&T and Rural Water has been out marking the west side of the road.
Right. There, he wants to put another culvert across before somewhere around your driveway to relieve the water on the east side and shoot it down in there so it's not going to the south. Because the ditch, it can't get out of that ditch because it doesn't want to turn.
It's going to turn 90 degrees.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And Butler County will not put a larger culvert in there.
Okay.
We tried to get them to put a 40-inch or something in there, and they will not do it.
So
and I don't know why.
So you put another culvert in between my driveway and Preston's. Are you going to put another culvert in Preston's driveway? Because right now, it won't take the water that comes down now.
Is that the one that wishes to cross into the...
Pardon me?
Is that the one that all the water comes across the driveway and ends up in the...
In the pond?
Right.
Yeah.
I think he's putting a culvert before that.
South of the... Of
yes.
That?
If I understood him right.
Okay.
It's not real clear what his plan was.
Is this Randy?
Yes.
Is this plan? Okay.
We had trouble getting to dig out that ditch.
Yeah.
And he did that, and how was this last two big rains? He never went over the road this time.
We never got enough runoff. The pond's caught them all.
Right.
Everything. So the ditch was never filled, so we
right.
Don't know what caught
it. One of them rains is pretty good.
Well,
we got
night.
An inch last night.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
An inch and a quarter.
Hey, I'll get with you on that, though, on what his plan is.
Okay.
Because I wasn't sure if he's doing it on both sides of putting two culverts in.
Well,
yep.
Okay. Anything else?
Adjourned.
Okay. Meeting adjourned.